According to the most recent report by the USF Tampa Police Department, there were 17 forcible sexual assaults reported on campus from 2010 to 2012. That compares to 24 reported incidents at the University of Florida, the most at any Florida public university. Just last Sunday, a sexual battery was reported in the Juniper Poplar dorm at USF. A student told police she was assaulted in a dorm by a man she didn't know. Chris Daniel is the assistant chief of police at USF Tampa.
Sexual assault is the unwanted aggression by one party against another. Sexual-related behaviors doesn't necessarily have to be intercourse.
Daniel says the department not only becomes investigators, but also supporters of the victim.
Try to have our officers explain to the victim what's going to happen. You know, this is the next step that we have to take, so that they feel empowered in this process, because the whole event of a sexual assault is to take the power away from that victim. Our process is to start rebuilding that empowerment.
Daniel says if the assault occurs off campus, the USF Police Department assists the Tampa Police Department with its investigation.
The investigation will have to lie in the hands of the agency with that primary jurisdiction. However, we do, through the university, engage the university services, the student counseling, victims advocacy, and anything else that would help that student, provided that it doesn't disrupt the investigation.
Daniel says there's no typical victim.
We see victims from all walks of life. And in the years that I've been here, we've had them, adults, juveniles, people that were very confident and bold. In fact, those are the ones that take longer to come forward sometimes.
At USF Tampa, students also have resources on campus to discuss their situation.
Center for Victim Advocacy.
That's Nancy Newton, director of the USF Center for Victim Advocacy and Violence Prevention. She says the center has a 24/7 helpline.
We can even arrange the appointment with the police. We can accompany them. Or if they're already at the police station, we'll go to the police station and accompany them through the interview, through follow-up investigatory procedures.
Newton says the center offers services to USF students, faculty, and staff members, no matter where the crime happened.
We're a really helpful place to come when you don't know what you want to do, or when you've decided that you just need to talk something over, or you want to get medical help for the repercussions of the maybe the assault, but you don't want to report.
After a sexual assault, every individual reacts differently, says Ann Duronsky, director of the USF Counseling Center.
Our initial process is to have the student sit down one-on-one with a counselor and talk about his or her needs and concerns, and then that student and the counselor will together decide what the best plan of action for the student might be.
Chris Daniel, the campus assistant chief of police, says students can take action to prevent sexual assaults.
It's really knowing who you're with, putting yourself in a situation, and then following those instincts. We all have those instincts. When something doesn't feel right, get out of it. Find a way out of it. Find a friend. Bring them to your room or get next to somebody else. Create a witness-rich environment, because your body's telling you something's not right. Listen to it.
Daniel says let someone know where you're going, when you'll be home, and who you're with. For Florida Matters, I'm Lucille Solomon.